Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 3, we were taught that a church should be a light and a witness in the community, and also support missions worldwide. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This indeed was a mystery to the Jews, that Messiah, the Messiah they rejected, was accepted by the Gentiles. By the way, Acts 1:8 says, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. How do you use the word both with Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world? Both doesn't mean two in that respect of two cities, but rather it means both at the same time, both at home and abroad. A church should be a witness and a light in its community for Christ, but it also should be a church that faithfully supports missions worldwide. But then we see he was also believed on in the world. How? Because people persecuted in Acts 8 that were living in Jerusalem were scattered abroad. And everywhere they went preaching, that is, witnessing the gospel. And if you can see the tree, then you'll know that that is our job as saved people today. We do have a story to tell to the nation. We do have a Savior who can not only save them from the penalty of sin, but he saves them from the power of sin over them. Just like 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, where he talks about some of those that were murderers and whoremongers and homosexuals and on down the line. And God saved them and he cleansed them from it because there's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. And then it says he was received up into glory, proving his deity. He left in a cloud. My friend, we'll be meeting him again in the clouds. He's coming again shortly. Are you ready to meet him? My friend, we've spent our time saying what pastors are. They are to have qualifications that they need to fulfill before a church meets them. There are things that you need to know whether if you're a part of a church calling a pastor, to see if these things are true of the pastor. If you're moving to a new city, you need to see if the pastor of the churches that you're looking at fits this description. And then, if you desire the office, see it as God putting it in your heart, and you become these things. You see the qualifications for deacons and their wives. They need to be fulfilled. But you also see that the local church is the pillar and the ground of truth in this age in which we live. My friend, that being the case, you be faithful. Boy, the local church is so very important to God. Let me ask you, our listeners, just something a little bit different in ending this portion, in this chapter. Would you sit down and write your pastor, write your deacons letters, letting them know you pray for them, that you love them, and you're willing to be laborers together with them, in that as they direct, you'll follow. Then strive to be faithful to your church. Support it with your tithes and your offerings. and you be one of those who may be a deacon that doesn't have the office of a deacon, but you have the heart of deacon or deaconess in that you serve the Lord through your local church. You help others. You're his witness. You're a testimony for him. Let's get back to the importance of the local church. Let's keep it holy. Let's encourage that pastor that's not giving in to the contemporary crowd, not giving in to the psychology crowd, and not giving in to the any and every Bible comes along crowd, and not giving in to the crowd that says, let's get outside of this God box and let's get into another box. Let's get out of this box. Let's think outside this box. No, my friend, you get behind the pastor still staying true. Encourage him. You say, Pastor, I'll do that. I'll do that. Would you let us know that you're going to do that for others? You're going to do that for your church? You're going to do that for your pastor? I hope you will. So do this. Make this a promise to God that for his sake and for his glory, you might even pray like this, Dear God, my Lord and Father, I thank you for giving me the local church, for giving me a place where the Bible is taught and preached, for giving people the family of God to work together with, to putting deacons, pastors, and others in my life to help me stay on a right road. And give me thy Holy Spirit especially to convict me when I'm wrong, to instruct me in the way of righteousness. Lord, help me to see how I can be the best help to my pastor and to our deacons. And Lord, help me also to do that that you show me. And help me to do it with the right heart, with energy, and give my all. Whether people appreciate it or not, help me to remember to write notes of encouragement, to give of my things, but especially to give of myself. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now, friend, I hope that you will tell your pastor about these days that we've been spending on 1 Timothy chapter 3. Ask him to go to our website. Our announcer will give that to you in a few moments here, and get your pastor to go to listen to our website on 1 Timothy chapter 3. Perhaps it'll be an encouragement to him. Get people in your church to listen to it. Get your deacons to listen to it. And perhaps it will encourage them and help them to know what God expects. Then get behind your pastor. Get behind him for Christ's sake. And then would you do this for me? Would you either email me through the website or write me at the physical address? And let me know that you've heard these messages and you're going to be a better local church member as a result. Will you do that? I'd appreciate it so much. This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have those Bibles ready as we start 1 Timothy chapter 4. And we'll start with the first verse as we look here at the latter time. So please have your Bibles ready, a good King James Bible, since we look at specific words, and also pencil and paper. Also, let me encourage you to go to our website if you have access to the web. Our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. That's CENTRALBAPTISTOCALA.ORG. And we would love to have you visit our site. Now, if you'll click on the media portion, you can go to Sermon Library, and you can look through our library of well over 2,000 sermons. About 2,400 sermons are in there, not just mine, but my dad, Dr. Jesse Bloom, 92 years old, still preaching the Word, and others who have preached here, some great men of God that have preached at Central Baptist Church. And we want you to be able to have access to it. They're free downloads, free listens. All you have to do is click on. Also on the website is our Building Blocks book, and you can just click on and read it free or download it if you wish. So is our book on church fellowship. There's a Bible reading schedule to take you through the Bible in 36 weeks. And then in addition to that, there is a series of sermons, three of them, by Dr. Mark Monti. And he did such an excellent job on the subject of Calvinism. And you want to hear some sermons on Calvinism, and you've heard a lot about it starting to grow throughout this country and in Baptist churches as well, then you need to be equipped and to find out just what it's about. And so I trust that you go there and listen to those tremendous sermons. They'll be a blessing to your heart. Then also, if you do not go to church on a Sunday night at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time in the United States, or you're not in church on Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time, then come to our website and you can watch our services live. You'll be able to listen to the music, hear the preaching. Everything goes on because it's live. We can't doctor anything up. You'll have to just see through it all and how it goes here at Central Baptist Church. We'd love you to just listen to us there if you're not in church. Now, don't stay home and listen to us and watch our live broadcast on video and audio if you have your own church home. Be in your own church. That is first. That is most important, to be in your own church. And shame on you if you stay away from your church home to watch ours on the internet. Okay, so we want you to be in your own church. But if you're not in church at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern on Sunday evening, or 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday evening, and for that matter, 11 o'clock a.m. on Sunday morning, our church services are broadcast live with video and audio. So I hope that you'll come and listen to us. Well, I hope you have your Bibles ready. We're in 1 Timothy chapter 4 as we begin looking at the latter times. Now, as we look at this section, you'll see somewhat of a similarity to the address of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesian pastors in Acts chapter 20, verses 28 through 31. Let me read that portion for you, and then you can even write down the reference, Acts 20, verses 28 through 31, and go and refer to it again later. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch, and remember, that this, by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every one, night and day, with tears. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.